Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Having some fun on a Friday. Costos and Melusis. You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network. Our guy Ken Barkley going to be back on Monday on the show, but awesome to be spending time with my friend Mark Melusis from WFAN in New York today on the show. We're going to tickle fancies to close the show, find out what our crew's up to this weekend. Cody Decker is going to join us in just a second, but I want to just give now that pretty much everyone's done with their round at the Masters, I guess a couple players are maybe still going. I'm not 100% sure. I'm looking at replays maybe right now. This is the list of players that have missed the cut at the Masters. You ready for this? So,
yeah.
Moose, I know you mentioned Dustin Johnson before. Rory missed the cut. I'm sorry to say this, but your guy, Patrick Cantlay, missed the cut.
Yes.
Brooks Koepka on one leg missed the cut. Sergio Garcia, former Masters winner, missed the cut. Jason Day, Sung J.M., Daniel Berger. All missed the cut at Augusta National. So it'll be an interesting weekend.
By the way, Koepka, yeah. I mean, I know we're going to welcome Cody aboard here. Just one quick thing on Koepka. If you go, and I love Koepka as a golfer, but he was the easiest fade in the first two rounds of this tournament. I mean, 3 weeks off of knee surgery, going up into Augusta, and if you did not fade Brooks Koepka and you bought into Brooks, God bless you.
Yeah, you know what you have to be? Maybe the biggest moron of all time. Just an absolute ignoramus. Only a true moron would bet Brooks Koepka. By the way, our executive producer, Tyler Morales, had an outright winner on Brooks Koepka. Sorry, Tyler. Okay. All right, we'll do a little golf to close the show. But let's talk some Major League Baseball right now. And welcome in one of our good friends here, one of our old friends here on You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports contributor, the very funny, the very entertaining, former professional baseball player, our friend Cody Decker. He is on Twitter at Decker6, where he is massively entertaining. People should be following him there. Cody, what's going on, my friend? Happy Friday. Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos along with Mark Melusis. How are we doing today?
Costos, what the hell could you possibly want? I don't even work here anymore. You're lucky I like you.
Well, I appreciate that. Listen, you're Odyssey Sports contributor. As long as we're here, you're going to be part of this, man. How's the baseball season been treating you so far, Cody?
So far, so good, baby. I'm just enjoying watching baseball from sunrise to sunset, man. It is a good feeling. I got a lot of teams that I'm really digging right now. I got a lot of teams that I'd really like to pick up the pace. You know, the White Sox are finally starting to come out of their shell. The Cubs still have not started swinging the bat. Yankees still kind of back and forth on whether or not they want to pitch that particular day. But I am enjoying me some baseball. It's too early to panic, even though you're a Yankee fan. You're probably panicking, even though you in your heart, you're sitting there yelling, oh, no, I'm better than everybody because I'm a Yankee fan. You're not, but I'm going to let you slide for today because you did lose to the Rays again. So how you feeling? That's the real question.
Well, if you're a Yankee fan, you got to be down. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan too, Cody, and it's a pleasure to chat with you. You know, here's the one thing about how bad was Corey Kluber today against the Tampa Bay Rays? I mean, he was god-awful.
You know, he looked okay out of the gate. Then as things just kept progressing, he just did not have command. He was getting some calls that he honestly did not deserve. It was he's not looking like Corey Kluber at the moment. Let's just put it that way. I'm hoping that it'll change. It's early in the season. You know, he has not been, you know, as active as other pitchers. You know, we'll see. I'm a little hesitant to really put all my chips on Corey Kluber, that to say the least. This is not Corey Kluber of 5 years ago. I really think the Yankees missed out on some real opportunities on picking up some arms. Jake Odorizzi is the first name that comes to mind. I don't know why every team wasn't all over him. It was a layup, and the Astros benefited from it.
Cody, as you can tell, is an absolute stud when it comes to breaking down Major League Baseball. So want to hit as much with him as possible here. So, Cody, maybe we'll get a little micro here. But just one macro thing to start for me, at least here, is San Diego now. And I believe you're like an adopted Padres fan, or maybe like, I don't know, I see you tweeting about them a lot. But your thoughts on the Padres now.
If there's a team I root for, I would say it's the Padres. I love being a Padre. I was with them for 7 years. You know, they screwed me over plenty, but every team screwed me over at some point. So how can I be out of that? I love the Padres.
So what do you make of them now without Fernando Tatis for, you know, maybe it'll be a short amount of time, maybe it'll be a long amount of time. But what are you thinking of the Padres thus far to start this young season?
You know, it's definitely one hell of a blow to take for losing Tatis this early. That being said, they're not going to surgery. I think they're hoping that he can come back a little early, finish out the season. The only thing I'm down on that with is, listen, you got the guy on a 14-year deal. Just get surgery now, get him back to 100% as soon as possible, and see if your team is going to compete this year without him, because they will. That team is going to the playoffs with or without Fernando Tatis this season. You got the guy forever. Let's make sure he's healthy. This is a guy, by the way, who's only played one season injury-free, and it was last year's 60-game season. So it's not really a guy I want to push to the limit, to say the least, especially early on in his career. Will the team be all right? Yeah, they're going to be fine. For whatever reason, Eric Hosmer figured out how to hit, and he is off to a monstrous start. They got enough bats that are going to pick up that lineup. They're going to be just fine. And let's not forget, that is arguably the second best pitching staff in all of Major League Baseball. It's right up there with the Dodgers. Maybe not quite as good as LA. It's right up there with Chicago White Sox. It's right up there with the New York Mets.
You know, Cody, speaking of offense, what's going on with the Braves in their lineup right now?
I don't know, but I'm really enjoying it personally. I don't know why. I think it's something about growing up, and you know, no matter where you were in the United States, you had TBS, the superstation. We were forced to watch the Atlanta Braves all the time, and it makes me, I don't know, every time I see that A, I just somehow get nauseous, because all I think about is, okay, I just finished watching Knight Rider and then Family Matters, and now I have to watch the Braves for 45 minutes because Ryan Klesko's hitting or something. I don't know. I think they look terrible. They're not hitting at all. Their arms, I mean, even Max Fried, who is one of the best pitchers in baseball, he is having a rough go to start this year, and it's interesting. This is a team that pretty much all the quote-unquote experts picked to win that division. I picked the Mets to win the division, but I figured the Braves would be right there in the hunt. It's early. No need to panic if you're in Atlanta, but it's not looking good.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I'm a big Family Matters fan. I hate it whenever Family Matters ended, just as like a general rule of thumb.
I think that's what it was. It wasn't that they came on after Family Matters. It meant there wasn't more Family Matters, and I was forced to watch, you know, Lemke. Remember Lemke?
Yankee fans. We faced him a couple World Series. I wanted to punch Javi Lopez in the face and Mark Wahlers and the rest of that Atlanta Braves. Bobby Cox. What did he ever win?
It was the two ear flaps for Mark Lemke. I'm like, why? You're in the big leagues. Wear one ear flap. You're not a child.
All right. You better use BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Mark Melusis on a Friday, joined by our pal Cody Decker, Odyssey Sports contributor, former professional baseball player, talking all things Major League Baseball. Cody, want to get your take on Dunedin, right, which is where the Toronto Blue Jays are playing their home games until, you know, we'll see what happens. I would guess that they're not going to play in Toronto this year. So they're playing in Dunedin, Florida, which is like a hitter's park, right? We've heard that a million times. The first game is played there. Last night game goes over the total. So we have a couple of things at play here. Number one, kind of like a hitter's park, right? Number two, you know, the Angels had never played there before. The Angels minor league site is in Arizona, not in Florida. Spring training, rather, site is in Arizona, not in Florida. So tell us what you know about Dunedin. If you kind of buy that this is going to be like kind of like a hitter's friendly park here, maybe trending towards more overs, and what it's like for a hitter if like you've never played in a ballpark like that before. Like, does that you know, kind of trend towards one side or the other, like performing well or not performing well?
Believe it or not, I don't think it's going to trend to one side or the other. If you're in a minor league, I'm not a minor league ballpark, I'm sorry. If you're in a spring training ballpark, they all, for the most part, feel almost exactly the same, the parks themselves. So I don't think that's going to – everybody's played in a spring training complex. I think it's very, very common. It's not like they're being in a brand-new atmosphere. They just finished spring training and played at Diablo Stadium in Tempe for the last 2 months, so they're very used to it. However, I do not think this is going to end up being the hitter's ballpark that it's been so far. It's Florida, man. It's going to, that place, it's like hitting in gravy when you get to July. It's not going to be that friendly to anybody who's got some pop. So honestly, I would honestly take power numbers on the under when it comes later in the season. That being said, I don't like that they're playing in the spring training complex. It honestly drives me nuts. It looks Bush League. And as somebody that was Bush League his whole career, I can tell you it's not a great look. So I want to just say, like, you know, there are other stadiums that are out there for them to play at. There is one stadium in the United States that I have been constantly clamoring for Major League Baseball to play at. And it's a Major League style stadium that is empty for 11 months of the year. Why is no one playing at TD Ameritrade in Omaha? It is no one's there. No one's ever been there except for in June.
Yeah, good point. I like that, Cody. Good idea. How about out in Los Angeles, the Angels? They're off to a 5-2 start. We've seen a lot of, we've seen a lot of Trout dominant in the regular season. We've not seen a lot of postseason appearances from Mike Trout. What about the Angels this year as they're three games over through the first seven?
Offensively, you're not going to find many better teams than the Angels. That team can flat out hit. You have Mike Trout, who is the greatest baseball player of our generation. I'm not kidding. I think by when it's all said and done, he will be the greatest player who ever lived. I just never seen anybody do what he can do in every facet of the game. There's only been, to me, only
no
in my
cheater.
Lifetime.
Peter,
get out of here.
God, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Mark. Cody, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Thank God. The only other guy that affects a baseball game the way that he does in my lifetime, and correct me if anyone comes to mind for you, is Barry Bonds. Just someone that no matter what, three spots away in the lineup, you know he's coming and you have to plan accordingly. That's how good Mike Trout is. That being said, I want the Angels to win. I really do. For whatever reason, I just have this feeling that this is a team that just this fan base really could use a great season. I am not sold on their pitching. Their pitching is still abysmal. Hot start, but I'm not feeling very good about it. I have a feeling by the end of this month, they're going to be sitting around 500. Probably a little bit below 500, unless it gets to the trade deadline, they're able to stay above water and they're able to get their hands on some arms. But if they don't, I think they're just looking forward to another third or fourth place finish again in that AL West.
Cody, can the Reds offense, can they keep mashing? Do you see them keeping it up?
Yes, they can. That team can flat out hit. That's a lineup that's very, very powerful. Do I see them doing super great in that division? No, I think the Cardinals are going to win over 95 games in that division, and maybe the Cubs can put it together, but another team that I do not feel good about their arms. I don't feel super good about the Reds' arms either, but that team can flat out hit. Nick Castellanos, I mean, keep pimping home runs, man. I don't care. You have a 10-minute tea party at home plate. I can't stop watching this guy. Love it.
Cody, I want to ask you, what's your take on the Strohs? A little bit of a different look. They've got the Correa contract. They tried to get a deal done, only offered them $120 million. But what about the Strohs? They're off to a red-hot start.
The Astros are flat out still good. Losing Springer is not going to be that much of a hit to them. They can swing it. Carlos Correa, one of those ball players in the game, maybe top 10, top 15 best in the game, maybe even higher. This guy is clearly done with the Astros, so they better win now because he's gone. He made it abundantly clear the last day of spring training that he was insulted by the offer. And I think he even said he pulled a Ricky Henderson quote out. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. They said, hey, they want to pay that's what they think that I'm worth. That's what I'm going to give them. And I immediately thought of Ricky Henderson in 1989 when he actually said, hey, what's going on with you and the A's? And he said, hey, if they want to pay me like Mike Gallego, I will play like Mike Gallego.
I love Ricky. Ricky's the best.
That is a great line. Ricky, one of the all-time great Yankees, of course, as well, right, Cody?
He was there for 12 hours.
I'm being facetious. I'm being facetious. Cody, give us maybe a team or two that's disappointed you, a team that has surprised you, anything that's really stuck out to you early in this baseball season.
A team that's disappointed me that I did not expect to disappoint me thus far is the A's. I truly believe that the A's are the best team in the AL West, and they look like garbage so far this season. It's a very odd start to the year. They only have one win. It was against the Dodgers, and Mitch Moreland hit a nice little walk-off, but it's not looking good. That offense is looking borderline anemic. The pitchers, they just seem out of it. It's like they are playing like that stadium deserves a team to play, and that's super disappointing. The other team that's kind of surprised me the other way around, now I wouldn't say they're killing it. They're 500, but at no point did I think that the Detroit Tigers would be anywhere near 3-3. I thought they'd be an 0-6 team right now. They look quite good, and they're swinging it well. Another thing that's a big surprise, and it's not that the White Sox were a big surprise, but how fun is Mercedes so far this season? This guy is just killing it. He hit a 484-foot home run yesterday. First time in Major League history we had a back-to-back home runs with players with the initials YM.
I did not think I was going to get a statistic like that here. Cody, in 20 seconds or less, tell us what the most exciting thing you're going to do this weekend is.
Let's see. This weekend, tomorrow, I'm in El Paso right now at my baseball facility, and one of our kids, who has never been recruited by any team in any college or any pro team ever, is doing a signing. He just signed to a college. This is a kid who didn't think he'd get a chance to play in college, and we're hosting a signing for him. I'm so excited for him to watch a young ball player take the next step, especially when he didn't think he was going to. And I tell this to anybody I've ever worked with or guys I played with. If you play baseball after the age of 18, you've accomplished something astronomical. And I'm so proud of this kid.
We're up against it. I hate to cut you off while you're saying this, but like, I'm sorry, we got to go. But,
amazing.
Cody's awesome. At Decker6 on Twitter. We'll close the show, Tickling Fancies, right after this. Love our guy, Cody Decker.